Hallelujah.
Glória.
Praise the Lord. In this morning, we are so excited this morning to be here together with you, you that are at home now. I have a word for you this morning. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. The word that I want to share with you today, this morning, is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. 19 to 21, that say. Matthew 6, if you have a Bible, if you want to read together, Matthew 6, verse 19, that say that. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Hallelujah! This word of God, Jesus said that, is beautiful word. Is interesting. He wants to know where is your heart. That's important to see where is your heart, our heart is. If in the thing of this world, or is in the word of God, or in heaven. Because if your heart is here in earth, we are going to seek on things from the earth. And things from the earth is things that just pass. But the thing that God wants us to think every day is for the thing from heaven. If you have our heart, if your heart is in heaven, we can be a person that have compassion, because we can see the need of people and you have compassion and you can divide what we have. But if our heart is in earth, we don't divide nothing, because we want to keep things, and we start to keep things, and every day you want more and more and more. You can have everything, but always miss something. You want more. But if your heart is in God, everything that we have, you want to give. And we start to be like a fountain, because we have, and God bless us, and we have more, and more, and more, and there is peace in our heart, and there is joy in us, and to have, to give. That's a blessing. It's why God wants us. And God, He gave the example. He gave the best that He has. He gave His Son, His only Son. He gives that for us, for ourselves, to save us. And God wants us to do the same, that we can be open to sometime sacrifice ourselves, that He can give to. And sometimes we need to put in risk, even though our life, to save someone. And we need to be open for that. If you have our heart in heaven, in God, we every day want to do something to please our God and to bless people and to be connected with people, to divide our bread every day. We are ready to do something for someone else. But if our heart is in earth, we don't have this heart. We can't divide. You want to have more. You want to have more. And we start to have a life that you want to just to have a good life. And you like good cars, and to buy a good car, we need money, and you work hard to buy a good car, and you have the car, you see, there is a new one, that is not good enough, and you want to buy a new one. Every day, new cars is coming for the market, and every day, we can see that you want the new one, and you never have in your heart, we are just feeling that I don't need more. But if your heart is in earth, we want to have house. We want to have a lot of things from this world. I want to travel. It's good to travel, but there is some people, they save their money because they want to travel every weekend. They want to do new things because they are empty. The empty people, they stay every day looking for things to put in their heart. But praise the Lord that God, when God comes in our heart, they just, when they come in our life, we have everything. We have in our heart peace. We can have peace because we have Jesus. If we have Jesus, we have everything that our heart needs, everything that we need in life. That's why Jesus wants to come in your heart. He wants to fulfill all your needs, because in Jesus we are going to see how good is life. You can be happy with a few things. We can be happy with the small things. You don't need the big things. Just a small thing, we are happy to be with God. Have happiness and gratitude. We can be good to give grace for every small thing. We can see a bird and just to see what they sing, we can be happy just to listen to that. You say, thank you, God, that I can listen to that. Oh, you can just see good things and drink just water. Oh, God, thank you for the water that I'm drinking. I thank you, God, for the water. We are thankful person that we have our heart in God. We can see God in every way. But if your heart is in earth, we sometimes have difficulty to see God, because we see things from the earth. If things from the earth, there is a problem yet. Because of the sin, if you stay just seeing things from the earth, we can be a little bit upset. We can be just seeing things, you can't see God. A lot of people, yeah, you can't see hope, because if you are seeing every day the life in earth or the things in earth, we can see a lot of problems too, and we connect with the problem, connect with the things of the earth, and it's hard to us to live. I find myself sometimes saying, if I live for this world, just for this world, there is no happiness in life if you live just for the world. Praise the Lord that one day God came to my heart. Hallelujah. Because when I was a little boy, I always think, I'm going to work hard to be a guy that have money. I'm going to help the poor. I think that the poor need this money. I always think that the big need of the people is things. But it's not that. The big need of people is of God. They need to have God, because when they have God, they have everything. They don't have God, they don't have nothing. And I work hard in that, in my heart, because I think, I'm going to work hard to be a successful businessman, and if I have money, I'm going to help the poor. I'm going to do that. And I work hard in my life to be a successful businessman. I work hard, but I tried every way. I'm trying. I work. But one day I start to be tired of that, because I tried, and every day think about that. I think, just how can I have more money? How I can make money? I start a business, I want to have money, this success in that. And I have one, but I want to have another one. Some people, they have 3, 4, 5 business. They don't have time for nothing, because they need to care of that. There is no peace. And some of them, they die. He left everything, because no one can keep the things. We can't keep things for all life. One day, we are going to pass for this earth. We are going the same way that we came in this world. But if you have our happiness in God, is different. He can bless you to have business for His glory. And was different when I accept Jesus in my heart. And I accept Jesus, I have happiness to go to my business, because I want to be a blessing for God. Every day in my business, I want to show God for the people. I want to be a good businessman in the good way. I pay my tax for the state. I have happiness to pay the tax. It's hard, but I'm paying the tax. I should pay my tax. And sometimes, some friend, they say, oh, yeah, oh, Joseph, what are you doing? You pay too much tax. Don't do that, brother. Someone don't pay. I said, the problem is their problem. They are not pay. I should pay my tax. I want to be right with my seed that I need. But I see when we made that with heart, God bless me and send more client. And the client come, always they come, some of them, they open their heart and I can bless them. And they trust in me too, because I don't want to sell something, but I want to give for them, to please them, to have something they like that, they use that, and to be happy because he bought that and they bought the right thing for supply they needs. But some people, they want just to have to gain with that. It's not good. If you work just to gain, it's not good. But if you work in your business to be a blessing for the people, to supply what the people need, and you are going to be happy to do that, because for the glory of God, and the people are going to be happy with you too. And they start to believe you. If they have a problem, they are come to you and say their problem, and they open their heart, they trust in you, and the things change in my life, because I do that. I am doing that for God, and God start to bless me, and it's a blessing when you do for the glory of God. Everything that you do, if you are a worker, work for someone, do your best too. You can do your best. Because sometimes you can think, I'm working for this guy, he's now reaching. I'm not working well for him because he's so rich. Don't think about that. You are work for God, because everyone belongs to God. If you work with a company, praise the Lord that you work in this company. God give the opportunity to you to be in this position, in this work. It's not important what kind of service you do. The most important thing that you are going to do that, think that I'm going to do for God. I'm going to give my best in this company. If you are clean, a cleaner, do the best. And God is going to receive that. And you are happiness. You are going to have happiness in your heart. And someone is going to see you too and see your job one day. And the people come and see. But one day you are going to receive what you do with all your heart, because you are doing for God. And one day in eternity, you are going to receive the blessing of God too. And good to do everything. It's why the Bible said, everything that you do, do for God. And all your heart. And God is going to be, hallelujah, in your life. And you are going to be a blessed person in this world. Because we are here for the short time. It is short time that we are here. We should to be a blessing for people. If you do our best for God, hallelujah, we are going to affect people. And I start, when I accept Jesus, I want to start to do different ways that I used to do before. I was so stressed before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that God came in my life, because I was stressed, looking for seeing this world, to have seen for this world. But when I received Jesus, I work for Jesus to give glory to him, and he start to bless me. I start to see the bless of God in my life. And I believe that everything that I put my hand, God is going to bless, because God is with me. If God is with me, I'm a blessing for this for the nations. I'm a bless. You are the bless for the nations. If you have Jesus, God won't use you. Start in your house, yeah? Start with your family and your neighborhood, the work that you're doing, but and for the nations. Don't think just I'm going to be a bless for this things, small things. No, you can be a bless for the nations. How can you be a bless for the nation? Pray for the nations. Pray for people that are doing missions. Just help in different ways. You can be a blessing for your local church and to be a blessing for the nations. Pray for missionaries, doing the missionary tripping, do something, help in the needs of the missions trip too. If you can't go, help someone to go to do that. And you can be a blessing different ways in this earth. Just we need to have our heart to serve. If you have a heart to serve God, he is going to open the doors. You are going to be a blessing for the people in this world. It's the best thing is to be a blessing for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have happiness in that. And praise the Lord that when I accept Jesus and I start to do that and the happiness came to my life, God start to bless me. But one day God said to me, José, if you love me, leave everything and go for the place that I'm going to show you. Oh, was hard. I start to say, God, if you want that, I want a sign for that. I start to ask for God things, difficult things. There is no difficult thing for God. And you think that there is something difficult to God. And I start, God, if you do that, I'm going to leave. Because now I was in my comfort line. It's good to have a good house. It's good to have a good car. It's good to have good friends. It's good when they go to the bank, they say, oh, doctor, come here. Then they want to offer you every day a new different kind of line of credit. It's good to go in society and the people see you as a successful man. They come, a lot of people want to be your friend. It's good to be in the comfort line. But sometimes God wants to take us for some place that you say, no, God, I don't know. If you do that, I can do that. And I start to put... I start to say to God, if you do that, I can do that, but it's too hard. But praise the Lord, that was hard for me, but sometimes God asks us to give some steps. Sometimes we stop, but God wants us to walk by faith. And praise the Lord that I was a little bit afraid, but I give steps of faith, and God start to move. And one day I said, God, I want to do whatever you want me to do. I'm here, God. If you want to send me for someone else, for some place, or for wherever you want me to send me, I'm here. But I made that with 3 kids when I left Brazil. And some people say to me, you are crazy, Jose. What are you doing? We are going for mission with 3 small kids. You are going to have problem with that money because the people, they are not going to remember you. They are not going to send money. You are going to have problem. Don't do that. Continue with your business, your sin. God is blessing you. What are you going to do? But praise the Lord that some people came to me and said, José, I want to do the same you want to do. I don't have courage, but you have courage to do that. I'm going to pray and bless you too with my money. Go in peace. And praise the Lord that it went that. I left my job. I left everything. And start to ask God, where do you want me to go, God? He didn't say to me. But step by step, he will start to move and say. And after that, he said that I'm going to Albania. And I have peace in my heart. And I went to Albania with my family. It was a process in my life. It was not so easy. This is a process. But the important thing that I want to be in this process and start this process. God wants to start a process in your life. Don't stop. There is things come to stop you. But don't leave the thing to stop you. And sometimes believers come to stop you. Sometimes believers and sometimes they can be someone that can stop you and will come to stop you. But don't leave these people stop you. Go ahead. If God says something to you, go, move on. And God start to do great things. You're going to live different things and miracles in your life when you do that. I live a lot. I experience a lot of miracles of God in my life because one day I say, yes, God. I'm going together with my wife, together with my kids. Was hard. Everything looks like impossible. But everything is possible for those that believe in God. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, He's so merciful. He's so good. If you are going to do something for Him, He's going to protect you. He's going to supply you. He's going to prepare you for that. And praise the Lord that I left the things. I left the job. I left my family. I left my friends. Sometimes it's hard to leave friends behind, to leave the family behind. If you don't, when you live good with your family, when you have a good family, good brothers, good sisters, when you have a good group of people, to leave that, to go for the new things, it's not so easy to go to live another place. And we went by faith and praise the Lord. and went to Albania. Was hard during the time that we went to Albania. Now Albania is a paradise. But in 2001, when I arrived in Albania, the things there wasn't good. There is a lot of needs, a lot of problems in this nation. There is not too many comfort to live there. I left my good house, I left my good car, I left my family, my good church, to stay one place, the people that don't want me. I want to leave a place that no one want me there. They want to beat me, they want to stone me, they want to take me out for this place. They think that I'm a spy, they think that I'm a guy that came to disturb them. But praise the Lord, I stayed there for 12 years, God protect us, and after 12 years, we left a church with pastors, with believers, that they are doing the job of God in this place. Because the good news, they bring release, the good news bring new life, the good news bring change. This place is the worst place that I have seen all in my life, where God put me. I said, God, sometimes I think, sometimes God put us in some situation that seems, I think God don't love me. God loves us all the time. He put us in some situation because He wants to bless us. Today I can say to you, God is my supplier. I can say to you, God is my protection. I can say to you, God is good. God is good all the time. And I can say to you, God don't forget this word. He don't left you alone. He don't forget you. Always He has you in His heart, and He wants the best for you. But sometimes to receive the best of God is not receive only good things. Sometimes God needs to work in our life in some situation that He wants to, He wants to force us. He wants to put in our heart good things and great things, and He needs to move things from our life. And sometimes you need to go to the process. In this process, sometimes it's hard. But go away, continue in that, in this process, because God is going to build you to be a blessing for the nations, to be a blessing for your family. He wants you to be a person that have mercy for the people, that you have love for the lost. He wants that, because God wants to use our life. God is moving our life. He wants to continue moving our life and use you, hallelujah, use our life to bless people. Because it's interesting that someone asked for Jesus, oh, Master, what I should do to have eternal life? Jesus said, love God in the first place. And the second commandment is to love people. Love people. God is calling us today to love people, to be in His position. That our treasure, that I ask you today, that your treasure should stay, that should stay in love people, and to connect with people, and to be a blessing for the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you in this morning. Remember that word that I said, don't keep treasures in this earth, but your treasure should be in heaven, and seen from heaven. May God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.